This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday described the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, as the backbone of all humanitarian response in Gaza.
I appeal to all member states to guarantee the continuity of UNRWA's life-saving work.
The United States is the biggest donor but has temporarily paused its funding along with several other countries after Israel accused some agency staff of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. The accusations became public on Friday when UNRWA announced it had fired some staff after Israel provided the agency with information. South Africa's foreign minister said on Wednesday Israel has ignored the ruling by the UN's top court last week by killing hundreds more civilians in a matter of days in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. has decided who was responsible for the drone strike that killed three American soldiers in Jordan, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It wasn't one group.
This was done by the umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq,
which National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence believes planned, resourced, and facilitated the attack. The umbrella group also includes the militant group Kitab Hezbollah. Kirby says President Biden's still weighing options for what comes next.
He's made his decision. There will be a response.
Iran is threatening its own decisive response to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after the Biden administration said it holds Tehran in part responsible for the strike for backing the militias. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The three soldiers were the first Americans killed in action this year.